Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this opportunity again you are giving to us to be in your house. We want to thank you very much for your grace that saw us through last week. Thank you for the services and the blessings we receive from them. Thank you for your watchful eyes and travelers, your healing hands upon the sick and the afflicted, your provision for the needs of your children, your help in so many ways. We are grateful to you. Thank you for answers to prayers. We bless your holy name. Lord, thus far you have helped us. Lord, just like yesterday when the year started, and Lord, we are in the middle of the last month of the year. We thank you very much for all you have done to us. Therefore, that the just 2 weeks as we are left for the year to come to its end, we believe that you that has helped us thus far, your grace is sufficient enough to take us through the rest of the year. As we leave ourselves in your hand, we ask you forgive us our sins and trespasses. Let our sins come under your blood. We want to commit the day to your hand that will help us. We appreciate your blessing already in the Sunday school. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless us as we continue in the services. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses. Thank you for the song leader and the users of instruments. You bless each one of them. Lord, we pray wherever your saints will gather also today, whether in this city or in other cities, towns, villages, in this country and other nations in the world. May your presence be with your people. Help your servants, O God, to find favor before you. O God, to leave this thing so that you might take the service over yourself. Thank you, Father. May the glory be yours and the blessing be ours, your children. We ask these petitions with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. In my Father's house, there are many mansions there. In my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house, there are many mansions there. In my Father's house, above.
Happy with happy.
I want to read a very familiar scripture, and it was still read about 2 months ago by one of the ministers, precisely Brother Joseph, and he took a title, and but I wouldn't know. I'm not taking the same title he's taking, but the contexts are very close, and then we trust the Lord to be our help. St. Luke chapter 7. St. Luke chapter 7 from verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the ears of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor, which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman, and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the ears of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, as sins which are many, I forgive you. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. For the next time that we have God helping us, if God will help us to be faster than the usual time. We normally close 12, but if we could be faster, it will be fine. We want to talk briefly on the message the prophet had to Jesus, keeps all his appointments. Amen. Jesus keeps all his appointments. The prophet said there was a meeting, a council or ministerial meeting that happened among the Pharisees. And the question came up about Jesus of Nazareth, that he said that he is a prophet, and they doubt if really he is. So the discourse, oh brother, you are welcome, it's quite some time we have seen now. They discuss among themselves and say, this Jesus of Nazareth is claiming to be a prophet, and the way we look at him, the way we assess him, he's not a prophet. Even though people are following him, don't know whether he has some gimmicks he played and the rest of it.
If you look at the scriptures we read, there are two instances there that talk about the thoughts of the people's heart. In the scripture that we just read. And the people said, we have to do something about this thing because he's claiming he's a prophet and he's not a prophet. The prophet said that then Simon said that I have the solution to this thing. And they said, what is the solution? He said he was going to make a feast and invite people there, the dignitaries. Then I will also invite him. So once he comes, that's why we will prove that he's not a prophet. I will put this in place that will show that the man is not a prophet. And the ministerial group agreed that it's a good idea. That. And Simon the Pharisee is a very rich man. He has the money to do all that he's claiming to do. So the day was set. And finally, Simon the Pharisee called one of his very active servants to go look for Jesus. You know that time there is no phone. You just have to be moving from one place to the other asking questions. Just as we have in Genesis, when the father of Joseph, Jacob, sent Joseph to go and look for his brothers and give them food. If it is a time of phone, he will have called them from home and say, where are you precisely? They will have told him. But because there was no means of communication like that, he has to run. The first place he ran to, they were not there. But there was somebody that he saw. He said, I have them discussing that we are going to doctor. Okay. Then he ran and faced that place. So that's the means of knowing something then. And this courier, he took off from one place to another. Because Jesus Christ, the Bible will say that when he has finished his service there, he said, let us go to this other town also. So he doesn't have a stable place. He doesn't have an itinerary that is arranged, that he followed. He only followed the leadership of God. Because he said, I do nothing but what I see the Father do. He said, the Father walketh either to, and I walk. So when he get to this place, if the Spirit says, yeah, go this way, he go. No matter how much they think that side is better, he will have to go where the Spirit says go. So he doesn't have an itinerary. And this courier has a big job to do. He ran from place to place, asking people questions. You know about Jesus of Nazareth? Yes, that man that used to hold the Bible. Have you seen him here around this time around? It's been like last week he passed here, and don't know from here they were facing this direction. He will run and go. Finally, he happened to find his way to the city or the town where he was presently at. And by the time he arrived there, he was worn out and tired himself. And it was, but the thing of it is that, like Yoruba people said, that the king sent you message. And River Oba blocked the road. You cannot go back to the king and say that I cannot deliver your message. And you can also cross the Oba River. So, like the people say, you are between the devil and the Dead Sea. The message you had, must deliver it or you don't return back. And you yourself know that if you fall inside this river, you are also dead. So what do you do? So in all is going around, he needed the mercy of God. Because he cannot go back. We don't know how much they have given to him as pocket money. But this invitation card in his hand, he must deliver it or he must not return. That's the thing. If he return, I think that will be the end of his life. So going from one, nowhere we read the scriptures. Sometimes it looks as if it's that easy as we read. Look, that is where Abraham said that you don't go read this thing like a newspaper. You read, you meditate, you pray, you allow the Holy Spirit to expand it, and then you will see the picture clear. You will see something somebody go through is recorded only in two verses. And this thing went through my blog for 3, 4, 5 years. And it's written down just in about 2 verses. You, in few seconds, you have finished reading it. As if the person did not even experience anything. And then you follow your way. But if you tarry and read that thing, and read that thing, and read that thing, and read it before and read after, you know that this fellow that they put those 2 lines here, he has gone through things. Amen. He carried the invitation letter with him and ran from place to place. And when he finally got to the time where Jesus was, weary, worn out, tired, very weak, or at least for him, he knew that he has achieved one thing. He has been able to get to where he can see Jesus. And that is something very great. Well, he pressed his way and got to the place, and then the next thing is now how he's going to see the master, because it's not that easy to see Jesus, even though Jesus himself is simple, but because of the crowd. And the prophet said his disciples are also there to shield him from any stress that will be too much for him. Because Jesus Christ, the prophet said, he was completely man and also completely God. In the spirit, he is completely and fully God, but in this flesh, he is completely and fully human being. And this flesh, when you put it on stress, you will be tired. The strongest, well, these young people, don't put them aside when you are even talking of, because sometimes my boy is smart, he say he's tired. I look at him and say, tired, what do you do that you are tired? What do you know about tiredness? Where did you start that you are talking about tiredness? When I was in your age, tiredness is not a language we speak out. There is no taxi, there is no bike, everything is leg. Even in our primary school, when we have to go to the next town, which is 5 miles away. Is it 5 or 6 miles? You know how many kilometers that one will be. Not only to just stay there and go back for exercise, so we have to go and carry desk on our head and check back to our school. That's the only means we'll get those chairs and benches there. It's not, we are not talking of just chairs like one chair like this. No, it is chair that takes 2-3 people like this one. Some of them are half iron frame. And the wood that time like iron wood, very heavy. So we carry the, if you are lucky, you carry the chairs. If you are not lucky, it's the desk you will carry. And you will trek like that back 5 or 6 miles back to the school. It's a full day assignment. And that is all. When we are still going to be like enthusiasm, we are all going, going. But when we are coming back, you know that khaki no be leather. But this one's nowadays, we are come out of my house. A child is from that place is going to Ologun Regency. He'll be waving. I say, you, I'm not going to carry you. They are soft, lazy. There is no strength in them at all. Because it is in prophecy that this generation will be wiser and weaker. We can see the wise. They are wiser. And they are also weaker. It is in prophecy. They don't get stretch. If it was them in that day, that message would not be delivered. I can assure you. That message will never reach its destination. Because they will get a place, just fall down there. If no help, that's where they will go. May the Lord be our help. Jesus will go from, he was also not riding on mule. Only one time that is recorded, he rode on, it was the full scripture. When he came to Jerusalem for the last time. That is the only time it is recorded he ever rode on a mule. He has his legged bench, he wear all the time. He trekked like every other person. From place, throughout all his revival services, he treks. Sometimes Abba even refers that you still climb the mountain to go and pray in the night. So finally, two tired people met. The boy that was sent with the message is tired. The person is to come and meet also is also tired. And the disciples were telling him that, look, this time you came, the man has overworked himself. He's too tired and you can't see him now. Ah, he said, this message I bring from is very important. Very important. It's from a special person, VIP, in the city that he has with him. You know how long I've been looking for him? Do you know what I've gone through with this IV man? How can anybody tell him? They drag you up and down. The prophet says somebody like Philip that met him and they were really dragging it. At the end of the day, say, okay, is it just to give him this IV and then you go? Say, no more than that. Talk. So they finally made the way for him. He went. He delivered the message. Sir, this message is from a very important person. This is Simon the Pharisee. See, you are invited. Many people will have been invited, but you are a special guest of honor. Deliver the thing that he was. Jesus was invited as a special guest of honor. And when somebody is a special guest of honor, You know the kind of care that they are giving. You know the kind of treatment they are giving. It's a special guest of honor. Go to any occasion and find out for yourself what a special guest of honor knows. It's not somebody that will come and then they will say they don't know him. Or say they are looking for chair for him. Their chairs are reserved. Their chairs are reserved. So as he's coming like this, so even if a passenger is invited to somebody and he came late, his chair, nobody will sit down on it. Until if he got 1 minute to the end of the something, they will be ushering him there. Not only that one, when he came, protocol stopped. People will stand up to reverence his arrival. That's what they do for VIPs. When they come, depending on your level, if any occasion is on and then the governor comes, you can't go, you remember the other time. When the Baba of Owu of Owudi. When he commanded the Oba, stand up! Everybody runs up, king with their crown. They jump up. When he knew that they are all foolish, okay, sit down. People wrote, they talk. The man needed anything. If you come to your class, if you want to proceed, you can proceed. That is the man for you. As Oba, he can come and proceed before you. But when he wants to act official, and he wants to tell you that I have what it takes in this country, I am an authority, he will show you. All of them, he commanded, hey, stand up! Everybody stood. Who born there? This is a person that can walk it out, that they will remove that crown on your head, you will never wear it again. The Korean man finally met Jesus. So what do you want to say? Sir, this, I have an urgent, important message for you from my master. No less person than Simon the Pharisee is having a special feast and you are invited as a special guest of God. The prophet said that Jesus paused and looked at the young man and think about him and thought of what he ought to have done. He was expecting him to say something more than this invitation card he was bringing. He didn't see any of that. When Jesus found out that he doesn't have nothing else to say again, he said, okay, tell your master, by this time, this day, this time, I'll be there. That's why the prophet preached the title that Jesus keeps all his appointments. Anywhere he said, I will come, he will come there. And that is the confidence that we have when we come to church. Because he said that we have two or three are gathered together in my name. He said, there I will be in their midst. As long as it is in his name, you'll be there. If we are not gathered to creeds, if we are not gathered to human ideas, if we are not gathered to our opinions, if we are not gathered just to look at ourselves, if we are gathered in his name, especially with his word, he has made that promise, and he keeps all his appointments. He said, I will be there in their midst. He started it from two or three. That is, in case it's as less. If we call a service, if it's all the people that could gather, just two people, and they are gathered in my name, I'll be there in their midst. So when we gather like this, not knowing the purpose each person comes, at least one is so confident that in an audience of this size, at least 10 people will come for the right thing, which has already crossed the mark of that scripture. So which means, with every assurance, that is why we are not bothered. Because sometimes we come to service, you see that by this manifestation, I don't know why this person is in church. By this behavior, I don't know why this person is in church. We don't allow that one to bother us because we look at the scripture that says that the qualification, the requirement for this meeting to commence, for Jesus to be present, is where two or three are gathered together in my name. He said, I will be there in their midst. So we know that in a congregation like this, at least we have that two, three. Sometimes we can have up to 50. But once we pass that scripture, we know that Jesus is there. That settles it. May the Lord be our help. Jesus told him, tell your master, I'll be there. So finally, the courier went back home and delivered the message to his master with happiness, with contentment, that I finally found him. I saw him in person. I beat all the obstacles. I deliver the message. The master will have given him kudos. That's why I chose you to go. I know you. Even if others will give excuse, not somebody like yourself. I know that when I send message, if I need something serious to be done, it's you I will call. Well, he has done the master's bidding. But this master's bidding that he did, I think that's the area the Reverend took his statue and call it. Who remember now? You now will not call you. You are the wife. Who remember the title now? He said what? I hope you didn't wish bad power because it's the next person to have a lost opportunity. So the man. The prophet called him a foolish boy. A foolish boy. But let's not blame him too much until we finish the service. Because sometimes it's easy to point finger like this. You have to see where the other one is also, where it's pointing. I'm quoting the prophet. I'm not the one saying now. The prophet says it's a foolish boy. The prophet said the reason being that may be the first and the last opportunity he will ever have on this earth. The next one will be at the judgment throne. When the eye of Jesus Christ will be blazing like fire. When mercy will have been ended. That will be when they will see eye to eye. And he will remember that, oh, this was the person I delivered that message to. Oh, then why did he not talk further? This same person standing before you to judge you now was the person you have the opportunity where many want to have it, they did not have. You have the special opportunity, real one, to stand before him and talk to him for a couple minutes. Even give chance because he paused to see if the boy will say something more. He didn't see anything. There was nothing again in his heart to say. All his thought is just to please his master. That was all. He wasn't thinking about his life. And that is how his case file was closed. And Abraham said that if he will wake up today and is given another opportunity, he will act different. He will act different. And like I said, everybody that read it, everybody that hear it, we always want to blame the boy. That the boy, true, is a foolish man. He's a foolish boy. He misuses his opportunity. It's easy to say. But we are talking now about, that's when we are talking about Jesus Christ in his flesh. Standing in this flesh now. But when we turn it around, as Jesus Christ being the same yesterday, today and forever, that changes just his mask, then as Jesus left, are people no more having the opportunity to stand in his presence? Then when they stand in his presence, are they not as foolish as that boy? Also more foolish than the boy? Is the thing we have to think about. Abraham said, in most cases, we mortals, we don't realize the opportunity we have when we are standing in his presence. The prophet preached a sermon that entitled The Presence of God Unrecognized. The presence of God unrecognized. The prophet said that people think that God has traveled when they do evil. In the presence of this pillar of fire, people fight. Is his presence recognized? Where the picture of the Hoffman egg is, people quarrel. And they pause. Is his presence recognized? The prophet said, of all the artworks, because he said he has seen Jesus Christ physically in vision up to 2-3 times. He said, this is the only one that is closest to Jesus Christ exactly. And if you put it in your house and you just think that you just use it for a decoration, that is you. If you put this one in your house, you think it's just a decoration, that is you. If you don't have the understanding and the revelation that this is the only supernatural photograph that has ever been photographed since this world began till now, and that you have the opportunity to put one in your house, and then you leave it like that and be doing foolishly and whatever you like, it is your fault. Then you now say that that boy was a foolish boy, then what are you? May the Lord be our way. I think the picture is looking changed, isn't it? It's very easy for one being to look at another person's mistakes and bring the judgment very fast. But before you do, examine yourself first. Because Jesus said, he's an hypocrite. That we have a beam in his eyes and we still be looking at the mote in his brother or sister's eyes. He said, thou hypocrite. First of all, remove the beam from your eyes so that you'll be able to see clearly to see the mote in your brother or your sister's eyes. If you have a bigger problem with you spiritually, how are you able to see the fault of somebody else? Amen. Jesus keeps all his appointments. That boy has missed his opportunity. It is now a history. There was no report that he ever had another opportunity at all. Let us assume that even he had another opportunity. Because the Simon that sent him a message, it was that same place that Jesus came. But Jesus came, of course, he was ushered into Gwans. He was ushered in from the gate of whatsoever. Then he went to go and sit by one corner somewhere, passing through all the people that ought to attend to him, no attendance. Because this is invitation that they invited him. It was for a purpose. It was the outcome of a meeting that had been heard about him. That is calling. It was a meeting to disprove that he's a prophet. They want to prove that he's not a prophet. That is the purpose of this invitation. The prophet said, under normal circumstances, blessed best of a feather flock together. That the Pharisees, they hated him. Why the invitation? Why the invitation? If you don't like somebody, why are you inviting the person? If you assume that the ministers here are not believers, then why are you here? You'll be the biggest foolish person to travel from wherever you come from. Even if it's next door, the closest house here is Ramos' house. There could be other places where he could go and enjoy himself. He could sleep on his bed and rest. As Yoruba call today, Ojo Isimi. And rest. Yoruba call it rest day. It will be better for somebody to rest. If you do not understand, if you do not have the vision, the revelation of where you are going, and who you are going to meet, and the purpose of your coming. But we are only having the account of somebody that is own is written here. He doesn't have any excuse again. Because on the day of judgment, he himself will judge himself. See, I got the opportunity. I saw this man. I was sent message to him. And I saw him in person. I didn't know. And I just missed my opportunity. His ear was just full of all that he had been hearing around where he is. The man is born pastor. He claimed this, he claimed that one. But he's operating by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. That's how he's operating. That's how he's operating. All those things he's saying, they are prince of the devil. Beelzebub is their ogapatapata. He's their chief. Jesus told them, a kingdom that is divided against itself, he cannot stand. Can Satan cast out Satan? Amen. The prophet said that same thing happens to many people today. They come into God's presence and they don't recognize whose presence they are. The prophet said, how it is the same way with people today. Many times they realize that they are in his presence and never ask forgiveness. You know, what we always want is blessing, 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 blessing. And when you even narrow down that blessing, majority want material blessing, financial blessing. Those are the main things that people ask for. And then, of course, every sick person wants to be old. In fact, 99% of us here, if you go every run test, you will see one thing or the other that is not 100% in your body. Even the doctors, they said that they have their own. Some have died in their office before. And they are doctors. Some have died of the very disease they are treating people for. May God be gracious to us. Sometimes, hey, Jehovah, sometimes I look, but I don't want to say something. Well, he may never be presented the opportunity another time and turn down his last opportunity to ask forgiveness. How could he ever have done that? How could this boy ever be so wrapped up in his bringing this message from his master that he failed in the presence of the Son of God to ask forgiveness? It was all a business affair. You know, that is something like the people today. Church has become a business affair, social affair. To join church and get just in a little better social standing for your business or something. That is the reason some come to church. It's for business connection. I am quoting from the prophet, and it is the truth. Some join church because of help. If help ceases, now, for the next 6 months, no help to anybody, you are on your own. This congregation may reduce to about 25%. And that goes for every congregation where people are gathered. Human being is human being. Drop that one for everybody to check themselves. Yes. Sometimes it's good to get that one so that once in a while you check yourself. Why am I doing here? What am I doing here? You stand out a little better in the neighborhood. It isn't a thing of really coming and repenting like a sinner should do. Many times in church, people are brought right in the presence of Christ and turn away and do a rash thing as this Korea did many a times. He should have fallen upon his knees. And when he first realizing that it was who he was and say, Master, I have a message for you, but first, I want you to forgive me. That would have been the right approach. And then if there's any business to be done, let that be done later. But the first get his own soul right with God. That's why I think so much healing becomes a failure. Or professed healing. Because the first place, the people are not ready for healing. They won't confess their wrongs. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for the other. And we are not willing to do that. If we can take the healing and go ahead and go on back and do what we were doing, they will accept that. But when it comes to really first coming and getting right with God, people don't want to do that. If you are talking about, want to talk about healing, then you want to come and first of all, be coming and be condemning everything and things like that one, the faith of the people says, I've gone. But in some of the meetings of the prophet, he preaches that hard. The reason why people stay, look, William Brown would not have had more than about 30 or 40 people following his services, if not because of the gift. That's right. It's that gift that keeps people there. If it is not the gift, out of the hundreds of thousands, where were they when Brown passed away? To me, the message was still available. It's the gift. Because that is the pattern of the scriptures. When Jesus multiplied the bread and the fishes and several thousand heads and they were satisfied and they are leftovers, the next chapter, they went to go and talk among themselves. Let's go and make that man king. He's the one that we are going to crown king now. When they finally find Jesus Christ, what did he meet them with? He said, you are not looking for me because of the word you had. You are looking for me because of the meat that you ate. He said, labor not for that we perish.
He gave it to them. He knew the reason they are looking for him. He knew the reason they are looking for another revival. It's because of the food. Not as if they are ready to follow what he saying. It is the food aspect. That spirit never changed. That's how Abraham said that when his ministry changed from evangelical to teaching of the word, he said many left him. Like Demas left Paul and the rest of them. He said the gift has not left. The ministry is still the same. The person is still the same. But why? What the people are interested in? He said he had to sack many managers because of money. He made this one manager. They begin to talk how the people have to give and things like that. He will just remove that one. They bring another one, the same thing. He bring another one. He was able to find one or two persons that they can use for some time. Human being with money. That is the reason you that follow Jesus Christ. It's because of the money. So I need to ask myself, why am I following this message? Why am I following this message? And why do I come to this church? Why not another one? I must ask myself questions. The prophet said, now this fellow made a real righteous thing. We will think. That is, we will think he made a real righteous thing. We will think. If I could only take his place, we will think if I could only take his place. If I could go up before his throne and take a message, the first thing I would do. Then the prophet put dot dot there. What will you do? Be interested in what your organization has sent you up there to find out about? Or will you be looking around to see how the heaven was decorated? Or in his presence, would the first thing you will say, Lord God, forgive me, a sinner? Which will be the right thing to do? The prophet said, we will say this boy has made a righteous thing. Fine. Then we will think that if we can only take his place, that's what we will think. Any mortal will think like that. That is religious. Now the prophet is asking, if you are given the opportunity, like last Sunday, we ended it by Atirat asking, no, causing the greater desire in your heart and the rest of it. If it is today, many will ask for money. Let's be honest with ourselves. Many will ask for money and justify the reason for asking. Say the brethren are poor. And the brethren are very poor. Even pastor have not been able to change his car for a long time. All those ministers have give them another car. Many will ask for money. There are many that have accommodation problem. Some doesn't have job. This, that, and the other one. God will take care of that one. Follow the scriptural pattern. And what is the scriptural pattern? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things that is necessary shall be added unto you. That is the scriptural pattern. Amen. Let's move forward. Because this was the outcome of a meeting. It's something they already planned that is being acted. They want to prove that Jesus wasn't really a prophet as he claimed he is. And Simon gave the proposition that was going to organize a feast and invite people there and also invite him. He has succeeded. Now the day of the feast have arrived and the people have gathered. The prophet said he got people doing the barbecue
Where is the barbecue person here? The prophet Amos is outside. I don't know.
In doing the barbecue, a whole lamb, work on it. They put the ingredients, roasting it and everything like that one, for kilometers, you'll be hearing the aroma. Anywhere the breeze carried it, you'll be hearing the aroma. And because this person was a rich person, only God knows how many of them they have in place. As for money they have, it's in abundance. Could have arranged for about 10 or 20 of those animals like that, arranged. And the thing, the fact, anywhere you come out from your house, the prophet said this, as Jesus entered the place, unnoticed, of course the prophet said, didn't know how he passed through all those. You know, the prophet said the normal thing is that they have the list of the invitees. And before you even enter that place, they will check your invitation. When they check your invitation and your name is there, they take it, then you pass on. You see, there are different people that come to such feet. Some will come on their feet. Some will come on moose, on horses. Those ones that come with horses and things, there are the boys already arranged to hand them over to go and take care of them, tie them somewhere, give them food and water until you are ready. All those things are part of the arrangement for this feast. Jesus came on his feet. And the reason why they normally wash their feet, the prophet said, they have outer garment and inner garment. Their inner garment is always to their knee. And then the outer garment is to the floor. So as they are moving like that, the same foot part, the animals part, is also the one that human being pass. And the animals, they don't know about toilet. It's only human being that know that when you want to toilet, you don't do it on the road. You step aside into the bush. In fact, God even told them in the Old Testament that if they want to do that one, they should dig the ground, put their feet and then cover it. He said, because when I walk among you, I don't want to see such. Because God is holy. So sometimes, if your house is dirty, God may not be interested to come to your house. Clean your house. Clean your house. If your house does smell all kinds of terrible odors, you are a dirty person. The clothes of 3 months has not yet been washed. You are very dirty. You are very dirty. If you have people that weep at night, when you wake up, all the materials of the urine must be dead in that morning. Whether they are old or young. No, old people use a wheel. Look. I remember when I was growing up. In our house. This wheel we used to happen when you are dreaming. You just assume that you are on the field playing. That is why playfulness sometimes, it leads to all kinds of things. When you play too much, you have different experiences. You just discover that you are on the field playing. Say, okay, so this is the field. And we are on the bed, yo. Let me just play here. Yeah? Before you know, when you will be waking up with your body getting wet. In most cases, maybe at that time, many times like that, my dad will wake up, all that we hear is cake. Some, when they grow, if they grow to some age and they are still pain, they are very smart. Before everybody wake, they will pick all those who hide them away and things like that. But anyhow, people will still know that you will. The house will smell. It's a bad demon too. It's not a request you can give in the open. But give it secretly so that they pray over it secretly. Because if you have heard of people, NYC, that the person on the top of the bed will release, and then the rain will fall or the one down. I've heard of those stories. You know, I didn't graduate, so I didn't. But now stories are here. May God have mercy upon us. When the thing came, it was, the food was being prepared. Prophet actually particularly mentioned the barbecue. The thing was, they had it. It's not poor people that branch those places. So. Now people that have money in their pocket. Before, I used to eat suya. But it got to the point that when you stand with the suya something, they first of all call something and give it to him. That one they call for you, they will see the disease from the one you are buying. That went by the way. By the time you now say, call 500 naira for me, and they cut them. 500 naira meat? Is this 500 naira? Yes. You know, add more. When you call like this, nothing is just nothing. This 500 naira meat, you finish it in 3 minutes. 500 naira meat. I don't know what they are even selling it now. I'm sure 1,000 naira meat now is nothing. And this is the normal suya. But this barbecue, so. He passed that one on. They are white meat. This one is red meat. But this is white meat. One of them is there. It's white meat. When they arrange it like that, sometimes it's, they do also fish. They will slice it. No pepper and this will enter inside and all the kind of things. I tell you. It is good for tomato. Not only good for my, also good for body. But your pocket will be okay. And that shall not stick. Are you following me? The house of Simon that day was roast. Enjoyment was booming there. Jesus was there on the corner, neglected. The dignitaries that have invited their own seat, the prophet said, of course, they have been attended to, and they are, then they begin to tip their glasses. Tip their glasses. And Jesus is in that corner. No attention. And he was there. Is it because he doesn't have food to eat? Why do you think he came? He knew what would happen there. There was a reason one day he passed Sychar. And he has a reason to say, this one, I will go. The way that you invite me, I will go. So he's there. Prophet said, then a woman, which the Bible calls her a sinner, woke up from where they used to the slum and things where they used to stay, because she's into bad business. They call it today, stay at home and make money. Billy Power. They call them sex workers. But the scriptural something is that they are prostitutes. That is the scriptural word. They are prostitutes. The scripture here say a sinner. But they are prostitutes. When she came out and discovered, today is Simon's feast. He said, there is no business today. But most of the customers will be there. So, no business today. And it's not like today when people, sinners, pump money into all those fornication and adultery and the rest of it. In that time, they are not rich with it. Today, that prostitution, most of them, they drive cars that bankers cannot drive. Prostitutes. Night workers. They build houses today. Some of them, that's why Yorubas as one say is a lioro. Don't be looking at somebody, the car, the person is driving, and how did the money come? Don't think about it. Just face your life. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. We are here individually. I don't know why somebody else is here. I'm here for something. That's what I want to know from God. So are they prostitutes? They are rich. Seriously rich. And they have houses. And they have cars. Some of them have been friends, commissioners, governors, ministers. They are the man friends. And they give them sometimes, they give somebody house in Abuja. Give house in Lagos. Take them to Dubai. Take them to UK. Take them to this one. They have hundreds of millions in their hands. Some of them get contracts. And they get billions from it. We meet everything here. We will leave everything here. This woman came out and perceived the thing. Car. The aroma that was coming from that side. Of course, no people like her. She's not invited. But a normal business, you cannot that day. Because the people will drink to their satisfaction in Simon's house. They will eat to their satisfaction in Simon's house. It's a party that will go on tonight. So, no business. Then she just wants to go, if from the war, she can just be a spectator and just look. So she went to the place and peep on the wall. And happened to see one person there that was strange. What made him strange is that he's the only one that was not attended to. He's the only one that his feet is dirty. He's the only one that will still be smelling. And he was left, excommunicated. People distant their chairs from him. And he's there. Then the woman asked, but everybody here ought to have been invited. Why is this man there? Was he invited? Somebody says, yes, he was invited. But they, why did they wash his feet? Why did they wash his feet? Others are even eating. It's not, it's just left like that, you know? It could be shame for you to go to a party. All tables are served. Yours is not served. You know, people sometimes they get very restless. Oh, think about they have not served They have not served us. You see them go your front. Go this side, go this side, go this side, even go second time to some side. This is your own temple, you just left there like that. They have done it for Jesus before. So it's not a new thing. If they don't serve you when you die, go carry your bag and go to your house. You never talk before. There is no need of making. So making yourself a special name because they never serve you food. Some of these food sometimes you even eat, you go home and be poor. But some people they will turn it off. They will do everything. What? So you want me? You not see us? You not see us? You not the pastor? Cool down. They did it for Jesus before. Maybe it's only food you did not eat. Jesus, his own feet, that is the normal thing for him to be able to see among people. It was not washed. And his feet is dirty. So maybe your own is still clean. So you can still see the people. So the woman asked, but why have they not attended to him? Who is he saying? Have you not heard about that person that they say is Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet? It can't be that one. So he's what? There's a reason why I'm invited. The prophet said that the woman said, then this is an opportunity. Does he remember one woman at Sychar that this man forgave her? They are in the same business together. They are colleagues. People that do evil once in a while, their sins also come before them. People that live all kinds of life, their sins once in a while, it come before them. But they are under a spell, an anointing that keep them in that sin. And until that anointing is broken, they can't jack themselves out of it. You think anybody wants to go to hell? You think anybody wants to be found to be evil? No one wants to be found to be evil. Nobody wants to be found in the wrong team. But the people are under a spell. They are under an anointing that is keeping them there. Sometimes after people have had a whole sermon in church, they will go right into sin. What do you call that? It's an anointing. The woman remember that there is a colleague of man at Sychar that had a cutter with this man. If he is the one that they are talking about. And he forgave her her sins. This is an opportunity. But she began to think of so many things. Because the devil, when he knows that you are going towards the way of deliverance, he will bring up so many things. Wait, number one, you are not invited to this place. You know that one. So how do you enter? The prophet said, when you are willing to do a service for Jesus, he will make a way for you anyhow. Yes, sir. How you will get there? It's his business. It's his business. He will see to it. Oh. So many, if he was coming to the woman, the woman thought, then if I get to him, and then he will know the kind of business I do, and money of adultery is not needed in church. So how do I use that one for him? Nevertheless, the woman said, anyhow, let me just do my own part and see what happens. Then she took off and went to her house. I went to gather all the pennies that is there. Everything, she scraped everything that was there. Nothing remaining. Why? Because she was going to go and buy a perfume that is the costliest that this money can afford. Then off she went to the supermarket. And then when they see her, you at supermarket, what do you want? Say, I want the best ointment alabaster you have. you have the money, say, well, oh, these are the monies I have. They counted it. Actually, you can buy a costly one. Then they gave it to her. What do you want to use it for? Say, I have a special occasion. There is a special occasion that I want to use it. Then they gave it to her. She went. The prophet didn't say how she entered. But the prophet just said that God made the way for her to enter the place. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If in your heart you wanted to do a service for God, God will make a way. Yes, sir. Finally, she found herself standing in the presence of Jesus Christ. And she doesn't know what to do. She just stood there. And she began to think of her life. The filthiest person in the front of the holiest person. What will happen now? What will she say? Where will she start? The sins are too many. If she wants to start to confess, how many will she mention? Will she even remember all? This is her life. This is what she drinks like water. It has become endemic. It's so terrible that even nobody associates with her. She began to think of her life. But the prophet said that when the bread of life is still in the person, he said, don't give up hope on that person. Because Jesus is the hope of the hopeless. The things that are impossible with man, the Bible said, to God they are possible. As she was standing there, thinking about our life. The reason why we feel that we are holy is because we don't think about our life. We don't take time to take inventory. We don't take time to think about the things that we do. The things that we think about that we cannot even tell somebody else. But it's in God's record. So when that is not there, you feel holy. You feel relaxed. You feel fine. But God's record is complete. The only thing that can clean those things in God's record is genuine, heartfelt, deep repentance. It's the only thing that can clean it on God's record. The prophet said the woman went down and she started to weep. What is to be said? There are too much. There are too many. But she was weeping. As she was weeping, then the tears began to drop. Then God himself that know what is to be done. This woman is standing in the gap. He's going to be the missing link. Because these people, they have neglected Jesus. They have not given him their water to wash his feet. It is God's own responsibility to make sure that if the feet of his son is dirty, it will be washed anyhow. Whether you wash it or you don't wash it, he will make provision in his own way that it will be washed anyhow. And the purest water that can come on earth is water that comes from the ice. It's from a fountain that only God knows. He goes through a lot of purification. It's very clean. And it began to drop on the feet of Jesus. And it was dropping there until the feet was getting wet. The prophet said she was using her hand to rub it. The thing was falling. Was using her hand to rub it. Was falling. Was falling. Was falling. Until when the feet was thoroughly wet with enough water. And the thing has gone down until all the thing was clean. Then there was no towel. At least, as bad as she was, she still keep a natural air. She did not cut off the glory of God from her head. The prophet said in this sermon, he said, it is impossible for a woman that bob her hair to enter in. The prophet used the word impossible. Be it anywhere. You will see there are things that will remove people from God's kingdom. That only one, if you put it in every denomination, the women that are there, over 90% are off to the lake of fire. The prophet said it is impossible to enter in with Bob air. The glory of God has departed. A cupboard is written. I don't care how many tongues the person speaks. I don't care how many prophecies the person gave. I don't care if the person performed miracles, signs, and wonders. It is still impossible. The scripture said, many will come to me in that day and said, have we not done this, done this, done this in your name? But he will tell them and said, I don't even know you. That's a terrible statement. I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are. Aside all my record, you are not even there. Go away from me, workers of iniquity. Iniquity, the prophet says, is something you know is wrong and you do it anyhow. The woman took a Abraham said that if most of the women today find themselves in that condition, they said they have to stand on their head, raise their feet up before they can ever use the ear to, because their ear is like men. They cut it Many cut it very low, like that is they say they don't want to be all this going to plate here, this and that. That is your idea. Even if you plate it neatly to four or to two, you can plate your air to two, Sebi. Is it not? It's not many things, how many times you plate it, that's what makes you beautiful. Look, there are girls that are so beautiful, so beautiful. The outside has something, but the inside is a devil. The man that will marry that one, some of them will say, Nami, go remove this your beauty. If this is what you think you have, I will disfigure you. The real person is inside. If that character is not beautiful, the lady is not beautiful. It's not beautiful.
What do you talk about beauty of assets?
It's just decoration. Nothing to eat. Beauty, they say, is in the eyes of the beholder. The person that is, sometimes I will look at the person, they will say, Miss Universe. I don't see anything in that figure they are calling Miss Universe. I don't see. I don't see any beauty. No, in fact, some of them look so ugly to me. Who are the people choosing this one? They must be blind set of people. If I'm asked to give this one, Mark, it's definitely we will get it. With all this hand fan we put on the ice there. I'm fine will be here. When then they plaster the eyes with paint, you even know it's the best. The woman began to weep and to wash the feet and then to clean it. When she cleaned it to an extent, she took the alabaster box. Meanwhile, while that was going on, the Pharisees were enjoying their wine. The prophet said they bought the best wine. God has money. The best wine they bought. You know, there are some of these bottles, not the one we use to buy when we go to do research. All the wine you bought, you cannot buy one bottle of wine. Where are the people used to buy wine? One bottle, 500,000. One bottle, maybe 1 million. What do they put inside? Do they put Italian knife inside? Crazy people. What do they put inside? May the money they didn't work for. Some of the monies are ritual money, stolen money. All kinds of money. Just money anyhow. He'll be proud. This one is one F. They have it there in abundance. And they were tipping the glasses. Nancy. See your person. The person we discuss in the meeting. These are the things. Say, did I not tell you? There's such a prophet. If he's a prophet, this kind lady. These are the things that say. See, I told you I will prove it. I told you I will prove it. And you can see it now. It's happening before our naked eyes. I told you I will prove it. If he's a prophet, he will know that this woman is a red-eyed woman. Abi, is he himself promiscuous? Abi, why is he like this? Allah was rubbing his leg. No, rubbing his leg and he no just shake. He just did that, they enjoy Allah and they rub his leg. Ghana people, they have the way they assess it. Can you imagine? Prophet of Galilee, you have seen today now. Prophet of Galilee, Prophet of Galilee, Prophet of Galilee. All of you have seen it. What I told you, I have proven. The woman broke the alabaster box and poured it on the feet. The odor covered everywhere. When she finished, the Lord said, the eye of Jesus changed. I said, Simon. He said, Master. So you know he is master. So you know he is master. And you left him the way you left him. And you brought him for disgrace. And you brought him for embarrassment. And you say he is master. Say, I have something to tell you. Say, Master, say, oh. Say there is one wedding man that borrowed two people money. One person owed 500 pence, the other one owed 50 pence. But either of them, both of them could not pay. So the creditor found he forgave the two of them both. Say, who do you think among these two people will love him most? It's a very simple analogy now. Say, is the person that he forgave most the one that have the largest debt? Say, your judgment is correct. Do you see this woman? Since I came to your house on your invitation, she's not the one that invited me. How she got there, I don't know. You are the one that invited me, and I came. I didn't come late. I came at the right time. People that came before me were attended to. People that came, we came at the same time, were attended to. People that came after me were attended to. But how you people plan it, now you serve. You purposely left me unattended to and kept me here. Water, nobody washed my feet until this woman came. I used the tears of her eyes to wash my feet. You made sure that you kept all your perfume away from me. But this woman, where she got the money? She has bought this one, and you can see now that I'm refreshed. What I want to tell you is this, that our sins that are many, they are forgiven her. Because she loved much. The prophet said that that woman probably might not have lived like that. Because this attitude of her shows that there is a seed of God in her. There is a representation that it is all possible that she had a bad parent that turned her on the street with that kind of a life. And the prophet said in the place, instead of people establishing family altar, they rather put television. It's right in this amount. They rather put television and be watching. That is a representative of Satan in your house. All those programs, they are anointed of the devil. It was Satan that inspired the writer of the programs. It was Satan that acted those programs. Inside of those programs, they used to teach how wife can divorce her husband. How wife can cheat on her husband. How man can cheat on his wife. They will watch several plays like that. And in the course of watching, they will see the mistake that this one made. How the wife should not have caught him. The next program will show another one. I'm telling you what happens. All these, they are things they get from the play. The evil in this life, 97%, is gotten from the television. That's how Abraham said that it's a box of the devil. I don't care who has in his house. I don't care who is watching it. But the prophet said, if you have one in your house and you want the token, he said, God, a shotgun and blow the thing up. That is where me, I stand. Sometimes, when you begin to see the life of the children becoming negative instead of positive, you don't know what you contributed. is the influence of the parents. Like I was saying the other day, these children from age two, their recording machine is very sharp. They record the way wife talk to the husband. They record the way husband talk to wife. They record the actions in the house. They record things, everything, people, things that is happening in the house. They record everything. And we're going to go and tell them tomorrow that Jesus is here. Which Jesus? Which Jesus is here? It's true you invited Jesus. But to do what? Is it not to make guests of him? TV is here. Bible is here. Which one is which? The two of them, they are longer heads. The program that is running here, they are devilish program. And this life, once it is ruined, it is ruined. It's not easy for it to be repaired. It will take the mercy of God. Amen. He told Simon, our sins that are many, as you people are thinking. Me too, I also know. I know Jesus have not met her before. That's the first time. The prophet said, they want to disprove that Jesus Christ is a prophet, but now he is proving that he's a prophet. Because he's diagnosing the life of the woman that she's truly a sinner. Not only that, our sins are many. Jesus is one saying that. It means that he has scanned our life. He has looked at our life, back and forth, knew everything. The thing that the woman is too heavy for the woman to say, Jesus saw everything. It was the thing that broke her down in tears. That was what broke her heart, and she was weeping, 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 weeping. If you say women today, we realize that one. The prophet said, if they break their dark intent, it will wash the paint from their lips. Those tears of repentance will clean the paint. We clean the powder in their eyes. The two doesn't go together. You see the nail of many, like Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the even brothers, you see they used to dodge their sons. Right in this building, we have people with Nebuchadnezzar hands. Right in this building, as you see that. It's a spirit. When Nebuchadnezzar had that one, it was when the heart of human being was removed from him and was given the heart of an animal. Had you been given the heart of an animal? Anybody that will go to hell, will go to hell on their own. It will never be that you have not been told the truth. We cannot force a horse to drink water. We can persuade a horse, I'm bringing it to human being now, to go to the water. But the horse has to decide to drink water. What we are saying today, I don't even know how many people is listening. I've seen some sleep and wake up. Those ones is not my problem. That is, we have different reasons why we come to church. You are on your own. But on the day of judgment, everything you have had here, the one you sleep on, and the one you, everything will play back to your ears. It will play back to your ears. Let me tell you that there are people that even after leaving church, they will still go and play the service back. I know what I'm talking about. There are people that still go and play it back. They want to make sure that they didn't miss anything. We are different. As we come here, we are different. Yes, just as our clothes, different. That's how our soul is different. We are different one person to the other. Some go back and play it, listen to it again, to be sure that they had that thing correct, to be sure that they did not miss anything. Or they want to refresh themselves with that order they have had. There are people like that. But you that come and you don't even hear half of it, and that is the end. That one don't pass. You are looking for air. One day after a particular service, the next thing will be the rapture. Only God knows which service. But it will happen one day that after his service, the next thing will be the rapture. Oh, the people said, in their hearts, the Bible says, those that are seated, the invitees, those who are drinking beer and drinking wine, everything there, in their hearts, they said, who is this that forgives sin also? Who is this one? We are still talking about him claiming to be a prophet that is not, he is still adding another one. Where is he from? Where is his credential? That is still forgiving sin. Then he now turned to the woman. Thy faith has saved thee. The prophet said that Jesus spoke to Simon and spoke to the woman in two different apostles. Jesus Christ expressed to Simon the works of the woman. Listen close. Jesus spoke to Simon about the works of the woman. But when he is so turned to the woman herself, he talks about her faith. To let you know that genuine faith will bring correct works. Simon, I came here. You didn't give me water to wash my feet. I was not anointed. I was neglected here. This woman, since she came here, did the woman come to eat? Do they serve her food? Was she enjoying herself? She was there for the best thing. He turned to the woman. Say, woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. All your sins, they are gone. Your faith has saved you. In her heart, the work took place first. Then she went into action. All the money she has at home, they didn't mean nothing to her. She think of Jesus Christ more than everything she had. That's why she brought everything to go and get the best thing. The prophet said, when you want to give anything to Jesus Christ, give him your best. Is this said in this sermon? When he was talking of the best, he said, give him your youthful age. Not when you are old. There were people that were young and they are believers in the Bible. Young! Say, give him your best. He wants the best of your time, the best of your youthful age. Don't say it is the parents' religion, and then when you get up, when most of your life is completely useless, that time you not even know how to repent. Your heart will have been seared with almost iron rod. That for you to repent, this is that we are saying now, that he have a little impact now. If you wait a little longer, it will get to a point, no matter how the preacher preached, no matter the inspiration and the anointing, it will not have any impact on you. Because your heart is seared with iron rod. Before that happens to you, when you see, feel a little thing like this, when you hear God's word, you better yield yourself. The prophet said, give him the best of your time. He said, don't wait until you get old. Give him your youthful life. I say again, these are our children now. Majority of them, they don't know what we are talking about. I only went to school for about 2 years when I got to Baden here. I was preaching there. That was 1986, 1987, through 88, early 88. I was preaching there. Yeah. When I went to Iwo, I preached there also. Even started the church. The Baba came to hold revival meeting there. When I was 25, I organized a party. Not because I want people to come and eat or whatsoever. But the main demand was that I want our staff to hear the message. Pastor Martin came. and a priest conference with God. That is the only thing I know will bring all of them. Some of my bosses that came, they could not eat. At the end, when I told them, your food, after this one that we have had, can somebody see put anything on top of this one? I didn't carry food to pursue anybody. If you are not eating here, you are not eating. What I want to achieve, I have achieved. Young ones, what are you going to say and give as testimony? I have worked in places before where I also preached. He said, well, maybe because you are born as a preacher. You don't need to be born as a preacher before you preach. Yes. All of you, ordinary tracts. How many have you given tracts before? How many have you? Yourself, ask me. How many have you given tracts yourself? Let's not even talk of sisters. Brothers. But business, that one is smooth. This one, that one is smooth. But what about eternal life? Are you saved? Because if you are saved, you'll be thinking of others to also get saved. The prophet said that the gospel passed from one hand to another one. It does not stop your business. You can still give your police tracts. It doesn't, you see how everybody quiet apart from it. It doesn't stop your business. What I am saying is the truth. We don't have time again. Time has ended. So that you don't face the question, why? May the Lord be gracious unto us. Remember, Jesus keeps all his appointments. But when he comes, when you invite him, what does he mean? If you invite him to your house, and by the time he can meet you quarreling, then what do you expect him to do? If you meet two fighting, if you meet two not greeting each other, if you meet two with different things, meet your house with all kinds of evil things that they cannot tolerate and stay there. He keeps all his appointments. He's also here this morning. I think we are seeing the moon. He's also here this morning. Because he keeps his appointment. He has said, we are two or three are gathered together in my name. Say, I'll be there in their midst. If you like, welcome him. If you like, ridicule him. If you like, insult him. It doesn't worry him. If you talk of somebody who has been called a bad name before, it was Jesus. And yet, he didn't quarrel with anybody. He didn't fuss with nobody. He remained the same person. Sometimes what we hear that run us crazy, there's nothing to it. Nobody says, are you mad? It's a question. Before you know what is happening, you see the person acting mad. So now the question is, that, is he really mad? Yes. By what he has displayed. Say, are you mad? Who are you talking to? Whoa. Now, is he now mad? If you ask the question again now, whether he's mad or not, the answer now is yes. Because if you take a mad person, to just go and slap somebody. He's just asking a question. Are you mad? You may not see anything. Are you stupid? You may not see anything. He himself should answer the question.
Somebody told the prophet, I believe you are the Antichrist. And he said, if that be the will of the Lord for my life, then that's what I want to be. If it is his will that I be Antichrist, then I cannot do anything. And they were talking. In few minutes, say, I perceive you have the spirit of Christ. The prophet said, which one am I now? Between Antichrist and somebody with the spirit of Christ. It is the attitude. So you will prove what you are by the action you put forth. It's because the thing is inside of you before. Whatever is not inside cannot come out. Jesus said, this evil generation, I don't expect anything from you than this one. Say, because make a thief good, the fruit will be good. Jesus keep all his appointments. When you invite him, he will come. But what do you do when the opportunity is given to you? You can say that boy is a foolish boy. But now that the boy has done his oath, he's a foolish boy. How many foolish men and women have come after him? He was given only one opportunity, but you have several. You have several opportunities. You have been in his presence times without number. He has given you opportunity times without number. How did you treat the opportunity? What did you do with it? Let's bow our heads. Brother, are far from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. If today God should call it away, then what will you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is calling you. Won't you give it? Must our Savior still tenderly plead? He said, don't risk your soul because it is precious indeed. What will you give in exchange for your soul? More than the silver and gold of the earth, more than all jewels, your spirit is worth. God, our Creator, has given it birth. What will you give in exchange for your soul? And if when you stand at the bar, by and by, that judgment bar, and you are weighed in the balance of iron, and you are sentenced forever to die, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Will you say you did not have the opportunity? Will you say you are not told? The only opportunity Pilate was given, he was asking Jesus to do a miracle before him for entertainment. Opportunity was given to King Agrippa one day and his wife. And the Almighty God came down in power. Not in signs and wonders. Just in giving testimony of the world. Just in exhortation.
just in preaching of the word until the anointing was great. And he spoke out himself. He said, thou almost persuade me to be a Christian. And Paul said, not only you, but all that are hearing me this day, apart from this bond, I want them to be just as I am. When Agrippa should have called, come to the altar for prayer, he ended the service. He said, another time I will hear you at another convenient time. And he never had another opportunity. But that is the only one that was given to him. He misused it. That was the end of his life. His conscience told him that what you are hearing is the truth. Because Brother Paul said, the king before whom I speak freely here, he knew that this thing is the truth. He said, King Agrippa, believers are the prophet. He said, I know you believe. He said, I know that thou believest. Brothers and sisters of Christ by Tabernacle, you believe Abraham to be the messenger of today? I know you believe, or you will not have come here. But are you following what he says? Are you doing what he says? Do you follow the instructions of his word? Including even church orders. Sometimes when the deacons will say, do like this, you get offended and frown at the deacon. How can you be telling me that one? It's not the deacon saying, he's saying what the messenger said. When you are getting offended with them like that, something is wrong with your soul. There's an evil anointing on you, contrary to the message of the hour. Is he standing there by himself? The things you don't know is what he is saying. Observe this. Observe this. Observe this. Everything in the scripture is by instruction. Anybody that despises God's word today can also not enter in. God is faithful. He keeps all his appointments. While we still bow our heads and we bow our hearts before God also. If there be somebody that will want to be remembered in prayer beside those at the altar, will you lift up your hand to come? Just holding your request in your heart. It has become our, because that is how the prophet brought the message. We cannot imagine, we cannot overlook whatever may be somebody's request. Because I really doubt it's another opportunity, it's another opportunity, it's another privilege. We have just spoken about the courier that missed his home. But Jesus is also present with us as we are proven by the word of God. And if there is any request, I believe we also have to tell him. I say, I come to church, in fact, to shape up my soul salvation. And from all that I've had, I need you in this area, I need you in this place. Please help me. Because I'm standing right in your presence today. I don't know whether I still have another opportunity. I don't know how long this life holds. I don't know when it is, when your coming will be, or when you will take me myself. But while I still have your attention here with me, please remember this need in my life and work on me. The reason why we are still here is because there is still something is still doing in us to bring us to the perfection. Our gracious eternal Father,
We thank you for this privilege to be in church and to sit at your feet and learn of you. We thank you, God, for this little drama that your prophet made by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It has been done again in the little way that you will help your servant to do. And there is request, some at the altar, many hands are up. I don't know why. I don't know the request behind them. But I only know one thing, that you keep your appointment. Since we have gathered in your name, we know you are here in our midst. And you are looking at our hearts. Man may see hands, but you are looking at the hearts. It is this heart you look at. That's why you take your decisions. That's why you do what you will do. We only ask for the hands to go up because your prophet did it. And he also said that the angels do take down the records. That's why we have said that. Gracious eternal Father, I leave each one in your hand. Thou art God, the immortal, the invisible God, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the ever-living Father, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sidon, Jehovah Shammah. Unto thy hand we present our requests. May you look into each heart, Heavenly Father, and grant unto us the desires of our hearts. Meet every one of us at the point of our needs, Lord. Your word says that whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Your children have approached unto you by this way. Be given this opportunity again. Lord Jesus, there is one thing on the other that your children are desiring of you. Some perhaps are desiring something for somebody else. I pray, dear God, that you attend to the request of you. Give us testimonies as we have today written down the life of this woman. The encounter she had with you, we have seen the outcome. We have seen the results. May you forgive the sins of every one of us today. Give unto us what we have need of, Father. Bless our soul, dear Lord. If there be anyone that don't understand what we are saying, be gracious unto such. May your power move upon such, Lord. May your spirit bring conviction on everyone. Thank you, King of Glory. Those that came to the altar, you know why they came. Meet them at the point of their knees, as you did for Anna also. Every hand that is up, may you grant the knees behind the hands. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we wait again for the next service before us, we pray you bless us, Father, O God. Thank you, King of Glory. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for our sister that came to church today. We ask you to perfect our health to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. We'll be seated again by 2 o'clock for the next service. We'll just dismiss immediately. 9:17. I gave my life for thee.